world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today's show, we're going to talk about gallbladders, because there's over 500,000 gallbladders taken out each year in America. What's going on here? Well, you end up going to the doctor because you have intense pain, and the doctor tells you you have gallstones, and then recommends that you have your gallbladder taken out. He doesn't bother to ask why you're getting gallstones, he just recommends you take your gallbladder out. You know, this is the kind of same thinking as, oh, you stubbed your toe, I guess we better cut it off, that'll fix it. No, what we should do is trace it back. Why is the gallbladder getting gallstones? It's getting gallstones because the bladder is holding funky bile. Bladder is getting funky bile because the liver that makes the bile is not healthy. It's nutritionally deficient. So it's not making healthy bile. Hence, it's getting gallstones. Now, there may be a good reason to have a laparoscopic surgery to have the gallbladder taken out, but I'm going to say most of the time it's not necessary. Some of the risks that you should know about from the surgery: infections at the incision, internal bleeding, injury to the common bile duct, injury to the small intestine from one of the instruments during surgery, and risks of general anesthesia. Now, this comes from WebMD. Now, to avoid that surgery, what we can do is support and promote the body's structure and function, and in this case, the liver specifically. So to do that, we give the liver the nutrients it needs to be healthy. So in the longevity supplements that I recommend, it'd be one healthy star pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That would give you the 90 essential nutrients that everybody needs, whether you're dealing with gallstones or not, plus two bottles of the ultimate selenium per 100 pounds of body weight, but not exceeding four bottles per month. Now, the liver loves selenium. Selenium is to the liver as calcium is to the bones. So that's very important. Now, also, you want to add the ultimate enzymes, at least for now, because this supplement's nicknamed gallbladder in a bottle. It contains the enzymes that will help break down your food in the meantime. And if you already had your gallbladder out, you're going to have to take the ultimate enzymes for the rest of your life, because it is necessary for breaking down foods. And I'm sorry your doctor never told you that. He told you that, yeah, you don't need your gallbladder. Well, you do need your gallbladder. It's there for a reason. If you don't have the bile that's in the gallbladder squirting into the stomach, you aren't going to break down foods. And if you aren't breaking down foods, then you aren't making in small enough pieces for your intestines to absorb the nutrients, and then you end up with nutritional deficiency diseases. And it's a deadly cycle after that, and your doctor has no idea about this. So I think that wraps that up. And to get those supplements, you can go to freedomfrompharmacy.com, and if you have trouble finding the supplements that you need, send us an email. And if you're a candidate for gallbladder surgery, get a second opinion. Try nutrition before you have your gallbladder taken out. Once it's out forever, and then you're going to have to deal with it. And you can look into people who have had their gallbladders out and see the kind of things that they go through, so that you're better informed of what is entailed with the surgery. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time. To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes. And you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.